Mr. Mitchell?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment.
Yes?
Mr. President?
Hi, Will.
How are you, sir?
Fine. Glad to hear you.
Thank you, sir. My apologies for not calling you earlier. Matters came up that prevented it.
Yeah?
Mr. President, I have to make a statement to you that I regret very much. I thought about your discussion last night and practically all day long. I've come to the conclusion that in fairness to you and to anything here in Little Rock that I should decline, and I'd like to explain why. For the last 3 years, I've been out of the office on Bar Association or Chamber of Commerce activities from a third to a half the time. I figure that if I accepted this appointment to do the kind of a job that I would want to do, it would require at least a third of the time, not by attending meetings, but by answering phone calls, letters, having conferences, and so forth. I would not object 1 minute to doing that if I thought that I could do an effective job. I believe that if I accepted it, it would imply my wholehearted endorsement of the civil rights program. I can see many points where I would have to dissent. I think that I would never be able to convince the other members of the commission with due respect to those gentlemen with whom I feel highly honored to serve, but I believe that I'd never be able to convince them of any points that I might make. For that reason, I think I would do an ineffective job. I am keenly interested in the progress of peaceful integration here in Little Rock. I have been able to do some good, primarily because of being in the background and working more or less undercover at times, and other times when I felt it necessary to make a positive stand. I think that I would lose my effectiveness here and gain nothing.
Well, that's a mighty good statement. You always make good ones. I don't agree with it in good many respects, but I don't want to try to persuade you. I don't think it'll take that much time, and I think they'd expect you not to agree with them, but I think that, like Dean Story and John Battle and some of the others, you'd express differences and you'd have divisions, but you wouldn't have to be disagreeable about it, and they're pretty high-class fellows, and you are too, and I think that there'd be some divided votes on occasions, but I believe that you'd be a mighty good influence. But I see your reasoning, and I think you're generally pretty logical about it, and I'll have to draft you for something else sometime. I do understand. Well, I don't ever agree to that, but we'll find something else, and I just sure appreciate your considering it and appreciate your partners considering it, and I just warned you because I thought you'd present our viewpoint pretty well, and I don't think you'd be tied to anything, you'd be embracing anything, but Let's leave it there, and we'll pick up something some other time, and because you got to work your country some, and you just get ready to do it if I'm here.
Well, thank you so much.
Fine. I appreciate your considering it.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Bye.